Aurelia Matters welcomes letters to the editor, dave@otreliamatters.com. The following letter is from Geraldine Taylor Cook, who recently ran to be a counselor in Severn Township. The election is over. The votes have been counted. Winners have been announced. But let's not be too hasty in pronouncing some winners and the remainder as losers. Although I did not garner enough votes to be declared the winner of a seat on council, I was a winner in a multitude of other ways. I consider it a great gift to have been able to walk the campaign trail with a view to helping make life a little better for Ward 2 constituents. I walked each street, highway and byway of this ward and found those roadways dotted with homes of some of the most amazing, everyday folk. I spent countless hours talking with people and enjoying the stories they told of how they got to where they are today and their concerns for their future. At the end of the trail, I was humbled and vowed to give back even if I was not the chosen candidate. I have a lot of stories from my travels. Wonderful, heartwarming stories. For example, I can tell you where there is a new litter of beautiful Great Dane puppies and two litters of Golden Retriever puppies that will steal your heart. I met a 90-ish-year-old lady named Geraldine, only one Geraldine in Ward 2 other than me, so I made a special trip back to visit her. I met a number of seniors who were lonely and just wanted something to do with others their age. I kept their names aside and I am now gathering phone numbers and bios, and in the next few weeks I will get them all together and they can sort out amongst themselves whether they meet for coffee or lunch, play some cards or just chat. The most important thing is that they can make friends even if it is just a daily phone call. Sometimes a friendly phone call makes you feel like the sun just came out. I met a great number of parents who are concerned about quality daycare and keeping their kids busy and out of trouble. I am currently working with friends and professionals to come up with after-school programs for our kids. I know that I and a group of friends can't solve the problems of the world, but if each and every one of us pitch in and do a little, a shared load is always lighter. I would like to share a very personal note with you. One shoe can change your life, so said Cinderella. While campaigning, I had many people comment on my shoes because every day, and every step of the way, I wore beautiful lime green suede loafers. Through rain, mud and other elements, they aren't so beautiful anymore. Several years ago, those shoes were given to me by a dear friend just a week before she suddenly passed away. I never had the heart to wear them until now. She and I shared a love of all things political. Had she been alive, I know she would have been by my side throughout, so every morning I put on those shoes it was like she was saying, "Let's get going." She was my inspiration to run and she remains my inspiration to give back to the community. I am proud of who I am, who raised me and where I have the good fortune to live. Thank you to everyone who helped me, cheered me along and to those that gave me their vote. Now we must move forward, be kind to one another in deed as well as word. Be known for actions, not just words. Wishing you joy and good health. Geraldine Taylor Cook, Coldwater.